Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. President Biden is expected to take a number of executive actions this week on issues including criminal justice and climate change. NPR's Aisha Roscoe reports Biden has been issuing executive orders since he's taken office, but he says that he will need Congress to act on his coronavirus relief package.
President Biden is planning to focus much of this week on measures aimed at helping underserved communities and people of color. Biden's chief of staff, Ron Klain, said in a memo outlining the president's first 10 days in office that Biden would also take action to expand health care access for low-income women. The White House is expected to roll out new policies every day this week. As part of his push to respond to the coronavirus, Biden has already mandated mask wearing on all federal property. Biden is pushing a $1.9 trillion relief package to Congress, but he's faced some resistance from moderate lawmakers concerned about the price tag. Aisha Roscoe, NPR News, The White House.
And White House Chief of Staff says there was no federal distribution plan for the coronavirus vaccine left by the Trump administration. NPR's Joel Rose reports the Biden administration is focused on ramping up vaccine distribution.
White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain praised the push to develop new vaccines during the Trump administration. But in an interview on NBC's Meet the Press, Klain said that distribution of those vaccines has been, quote, chaotic.
The process to distribute the vaccine, particularly outside of nursing homes and hospitals, out into the community as a whole, did not really exist when we came into the White House.
Vaccinations lagged far behind the Trump administration's target of inoculating 20 million Americans by the end of 2020. President Biden signed a series of executive orders last week aimed at speeding up vaccine distribution and announced plans to establish federally run vaccination centers across the country. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
And Johns Hopkins University reports that there are now more than 25 million confirmed cases of the coronavirus in the U.S. since the pandemic began, with more than 418,000 deaths. Hundreds of people protested in the Netherlands against that government's latest coronavirus restrictions. Terry Schultz reports that the demonstrations came after the Dutch implemented their first evening curfew since the pandemic started.
Police used water cannons and shot tear gas at protesters who'd been forbidden from gathering in Amsterdam and Eindhoven. Demonstrators could be seen throwing fireworks at police who were dressed in riot gear. In Eindhoven, shops were plundered and rail traffic was stopped. On Saturday, anti-lockdown protesters burned down a coronavirus testing facility in the coastal city of Urk. Authorities say nationwide they issued fines to more than 3,600 people for breaking the new curfew that goes from 9 p.m. to 4:30 a.m.
This is NPR. In Brazil, thousands of protesters took to the streets for a second day, calling for the resignation of President Jair Bolsonaro, angry over the soaring number of coronavirus cases. More than 216,000 people have died from COVID-19 in that country. Cars with horns blaring and people on foot marched through several cities today. The protests were called by conservative groups that had once backed the president, while yesterday's protests came from the left. And a state in Brazil's Amazon jungle that has been overrun by the coronavirus has declared its most restrictive lockdown yet. Catherine Osborne has more.
For 10 days beginning Monday, the 4 million residents of Amazonas will only be allowed to leave their homes to buy food, medicine, or in emergencies. A second coronavirus wave has overwhelmed hospitals. Many had oxygen shortages this month. But until now, the governor has been reluctant to declare any kind of lockdown. He's a close ally of Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro, who has downplayed the risk of COVID-19. Meanwhile, researchers are investigating whether a new variant of the virus identified in Amazonas is more transmissible. They found that in December, it was responsible for nearly half of new coronavirus cases in the state's capital. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Osborne in Rio de Janeiro.
SpaceX launched its first dedicated SmallSat rideshare program mission from Cape Canaveral in Florida this morning. This rideshare program for satellites includes hundreds of pieces of government equipment, along with 10 Starlink satellites. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.